What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest, back again with another track review. Well, another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. You know, you'll get one tomorrow, a new one tomorrow. Relax for those who are, you know, looking for the album review. I just actually finished recording that episode, but I want to do a track review, and this one is from Terrell Fields. I believe he is a rapper, singer, music artist in general, and fellow male Beehive member. But nah, he shout out to Terrell. He reached out to me. He's got this song called Whoa that he wanted me to review and share my thoughts on. And also, he's got a project coming out, I believe, in a few weeks or so. He said he was going to let me know when it comes out. And yes, I will do a review on that project as well. But right now, we're doing a track review for the song Whoa. I'm just going to share my quick thoughts about it. It's a pretty good song. I like it. You know, it is definitely on the vein of... why am I blanking out right now? I'm blanking out right now because I'm tired. But it's definitely on the vein of, you know, hip-hop and pop and ballroom, that ballroom style of feel or sound, that if you're familiar with the ballroom sound or style, especially that is for those who said they listened to Beyonce's Renaissance, the first one, of course. You know, it's a sound that is very similar to that, and just other sounds, and other artists have experimented, not other sounds, but other artists have experimented with in general. If Terrell Fields is typically making music like this, I will say I will become a fan, especially if it's as good as Whoa. You know, I'm very much anticipating this project that he has coming out in a few weeks. I myself will look into more of his music and you know, see if what it sound like, what it is. But this song is pretty dope. You can find it on all the streaming services, by the way. I usually don't do that, you know, tell people where to find the music, of course, because I just assume wherever you're listening to this podcast, you know, well, not wherever, mainly the streaming services that play podcasts and music, so Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or just Apple Music in general, Apple in general. Those are the two places where you can find music and find podcasts, to my knowledge, of course. The other platforms, I use the other platforms where you're listening to this podcast or can listen to this podcast, but I only listen to them, I only use them for the purpose of listening to podcasts, not for the purpose of anything else that they have. So I don't even use Spotify. You know, they're the ones who are, you know, the host of this thing, or at least allow me to host this podcast on there. I don't use them to listen to music. I use the music app that I use, and they're not going to get a shout out unless they sponsor. But I use them, and that's where I was able to listen to this song, Whoa. But like I said, I really liked it. First of all, the lyricism was dope. It very much matched the overall feel and vibe of the song. This is definitely a song that will get you, like, if you like to dance to that type of music, you're going to get up and dance. You know, if you like to bop your head to that type of music, like I do, you're going to bop your head to it. You know, Whoa, it's pretty dope. I like it. This is definitely a song and definitely a style of music that I want more artists, not just big names like Beyonce, but more artists, especially more black artists, to feel comfortable getting back into, you know, because this is a style of music that I want to say we created, not just that, but we perfected for some time, you know. So shout out to Terrell Fields for, again, reaching out to me and, you know, having me review this, and, you know, hopefully you do reach back out and get a review, and so you can get a review for the project that you got coming out soon. And any artists out there, independent artists especially, feel free to reach out. And if you want a review, a fair one, of course, you come to me seeking honesty, not seeking some, you know, for lack of better wording, ass kissing review. You know, you go to those other reviews if you want to ass kissing review. If you come to me, I'm gonna be respectful as always, of course, but I'm gonna be honest at the end of the day. So there's that. Check out the song Whoa by Terrell Fields. Check out his project when that does come out, and you will definitely hear a review from their project and any future music from Terrell Fields and any independent artist or any artist in general. So yeah, till next time, until next episode, which is tomorrow, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out. And I had to say this one last message for any artists out there, independent or not. If you want me to review your music, you want me to check it out, all this other stuff, I am honored. I'm glad. I first should have said that. Thank you. I did thank Terrell, though. But I'm honored that you all want me to check your stuff out. You know what I'm saying? Like, never have I, when I started doing this podcast, I didn't think people were going to ever hit me up wanting me to review their stuff. Nah. I just figured, let me just continue on, share my thoughts. And because that's what it is. Just me sharing my thoughts about the music that I listen to. You know, that's really what it is at the end of the day. Never have I thought that there would be music artists who would hit me up and, you know, either say they enjoy the review or they listen to the reviews or they just want me, they want my thoughts on their music. So I want to get that out the way. I am honored and I am flattered, you know. But there's a way of going about getting me to listen to your music if you are going to ask me to listen to your music. And there's a way of not going about doing it. And the way of not going about doing it is simply just DMing me a link with nothing. No, you don't say anything. You just DM me a link. No, that's not how it goes. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because obviously another year, new listeners and all that other stuff. And not every music artist knows that I review music, right? But if you find me on Twitter, you find me on Instagram, you do not DM me just a link and you don't say nothing. Terrell didn't do this, but shout out to Terrell because he did give me, before he even sent me a link to anything, he didn't even send me a link. He just told me the song, right? But he explained to me that he wanted me to listen to his song, Whoa. And then that he has a project coming out soon that he would love my review on as well. And pretty much that. It's a simple message of, hey, I would be appreciative if you check my song out and you let me know your honest thoughts, this, that, and the third. Or you check my album out, my mixtape, my LP, EP, whatever the thing is. I would love to know your thoughts about it, or I would love to get a review from you, or just please check it out. It's as simple as that. Just posting a link in my DM and thinking that that's enough. No, that's not it. So any artists out there, again, if you make music, independent artists especially, but if you make music and you want me to check your stuff out, I am honored to do so. But there's two things you need to get, you know, in your head. Number one, you come to me for honest reviews. You don't come to me for kiss-ass reviews. You go to those other reviews for that. So if you just want rainbows and sunshine and kiss-assery, go there. Don't go here. Go here if you want the honest stuff. And if I honestly like your stuff, you're going to get a good review anyway, like Terrell did here and like others have when they've gotten given me good music to review, you know. But number two, at least say something within the message. Here's my song, would like for you to review it. Here's my project, would like for you to review it. It could be as something as simple as that, and I got you. you know, there's other things as well, but I won't get too greedy. Usually when I do these reviews, I send it out. I send it back out to the artist and say, hey, did the review here? I would like for you to share it with your people. You know what I'm saying? You get the exposure, I get the exposure. But at the end of the day, that's their choice if they want to share the episode out and stuff. This just gives me more of an opportunity to create more work, create more content for you all who religiously support and that. But I just had to say that because literally right when I was about to edit and upload this episode, another independent artist, I won't say his name because his name is in like Chinese, you know, writing, and I don't think he's a Chinese artist either or. You know, I don't even know what your name is, but if you are listening to this review thinking, oh, he reviewed Terrell Fields, how come he ain't review mine? Well, because Terrell Fields and other people send messages along with sending a link, or at least send a message, and within that message they gave me the name of a song or an album or a project to look out for, so I can search it up on the music app that I use. You just sent the link, and therefore I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to click on that, because you could just send that link to any old buddy. You came to me for a review. Let me not, because I was going to say some more stuff. Listen, I don't think I'm asking for too much for saying send a simple message saying I would like for you to review this music, okay? I don't think I'm asking for too much, because I will pay to listen to your music. You know what I'm saying? It'd be great if you just, if you covered that cost, you send me some free stuff, but I would still even end up paying or streaming so you can get paid, because that's what my app is for anyways. Streaming the song so you can get paid, and I do the review. But let me know you want a review first by sending in the message, and I know you can do so. Come on, couple words. Anyways, that's all I had to say. Again, new episode tomorrow. Check out the song Woe from Terrell Fields. And until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.